together with the women who run with the Moose last week. It was our girls' night and Celeste was hosting. She has this nice sun porch overlooking a beautiful garden. Things are blooming, birds are splashing around in the bird bath. It's a real feast for the eyes. I says, I saw Gladys Knight down to the A&P yesterday. This is not your Gladys Knight with the Pips, but Gladys Knight, who used to be Mahoosick Mills town clerk. Doc goes, didn't she retire end of last year? Yep, place isn't the same without her. She ran a tight ship. That she did. How's she doing? Well, just between us, she didn't look that good, I reply. Kind of like a deer caught in the headlights. Ooh, that can happen, Rita says. Folks retire, and they don't know what to do with themselves. Hey, I've seen more than one retiree who's in the A&P buying groceries one day at a time. I guess it gives them something to do. Shirley adds, scares the bejesus out of me retiring. I'm hanging in as long as I can. Besides, Dago Florin would fall apart without me. No doubt. Ron and them would be up a creek without a paddle. Those boys need managing, something fierce. Betty chimes in. You gotta find something that makes you want to get out of bed in the morning. Pat and me golf during the summer. We organize the couples league. In winter, he bowls and I knit. Bud was kind of lost till he started driving for the senior center, Celeste adds. I come up with the idea and he just bit it off. Loves getting those seniors from place to place. I'm still thinking about putting in my papers at the end of this year. Now that he's squared away, I can figure out what I'm going to do with myself. Maybe join the garden club. To be developed. I says, it's weird. Your whole life people ask, how's work going? What do you do? Folks don't ask, what's your favorite color? What character would you be on Gilligan's Island? Oh, that's a good one, Celeste says. I'd be Ginger for sure. Based on how you flirt with Nelson the bartender down to the hookie-low, that sounds about right, Shirley quips. Rita goes, Ida, you'd be Marianne, of course. Of course. I'm good with Mrs. Howell, Betty says. She had some nice outfits. I'm Skipper, Dot chimes in, because I like driving boats. Daughter, you're such a lead foot, you could get that 3-hour tour down to 1.5. Oh, I guess I'm Gilligan then, Rita sighs. No, you're the professor. You know everything about everything down to Smitty's hardware, yeah? Yeah, but in the rest of my life, I feel like Gilligan. Well, you can be both. That leaves Mr. Howell for you, Shirley.
No way. I'm going to be the hero who rescues you bozos from that island.
God, what a great bunch of gals. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.